Thank you very much. It's really a great pleasure to be here, especially to introduce my friend and colleague, Jack Rakope. Jack and I have known each other for almost a quarter of a century, and we work on the same founders, we have the same interests, we also had the same teacher or mentor in graduate school, Bernard Balin. Jack is the W.R. Coe Professor of History and American Studies at Stanford. He's a multitasker because he's also the Professor of Political Science there at Stanford and also by courtesy, Professor of Law. So he does many, many things at Stanford. He's written a number of important books and articles. I can't name all of them, just a few. His first book was The History of the Continental Congress. Very important book, came out in 1982 based on his dissertation. He then wrote a short biography of James Madison, who is his hero, my hero too, one of the great founders. He didn't found this institution. John Adams helped to do that, but Madison is one of the great figures of that era. Jack also edited the Library of American volume on the writings of James Madison. His most important work, or the one most well known, is entitled Original Meanings, The Politics and Ideas in the Making of the Constitution. It won the Pulitzer Prize in 1996. He's had many, many media engagements. The one that intrigued me most was one he participated in and consulted on. It was called Whose Curse is Worse? The Red Sox and the Cubs on Trial. Now, he obviously did this several years ago, before 2004. It no longer matters for the Red Sox. The Cubs alone remain as cursed. With that 2004 victory, I realized, as a Red Sox fan, I could now die happy. Jack is still burdened with the Cubs, who had the greater burden because they went back to 1908, and the Red Sox only went back to 1918. I think the Cubs have no chance whatsoever until they get rid of the Chicago White Sox from the city of Chicago. His new book, which he's going to talk about tonight, is entitled Revolutionaries, A New History of the Invention of America. And it's a marvelous book. As I've testified, I've read it. And I hope that we'll hear something about it tonight. So join me in welcoming Jack Rakope.